Sechtes Kedushin, Daf Menvav Amad Aleph, and we are starting three lines from the top of Menvav Amad Aleph. Itmar, Ketana Sheskacha Sheloy Ledas Avia. A Ketana that was Bekarish herself Sheloy Ledas Avia, which we said according to Rav, Tzricha Gev, Tzricha Mir. So Amar Rav says, Bein Hi Uvein Avia Choy Lakev. They both could be Ma'akev. We know for sure the father, if he says he doesn't want it, of course it doesn't work, because we need the Ritzu Av, we need the father to want it. But here the Chiddush is, even she herself, she could be Ma'akev. Zog Rashi, Hoyle V'shas Kabbalah L'Nishrat Zav. Since V'shas Kabbalah, where the father didn't want, we don't know what the father wanted at that time. In Basel Lachsa, Koydim Shishrat Zav, Chayzeres, L'mhain Yisrit Zav, that she could still be Chayzer before the father wants. Rav Asi, that's what Rav holds, Rav Asi Amaviyah V'lohi, only the father, not her. Now, Tosfos already speaks about this thing that we just spoke of from Rashi. Tosfos, Rav Gav, Amar Rav La'el, Chashin Shem Yisrat Zav, that only if he's quiet. Frank Tosfos from Taimer a little few lines later. What does it help that she's ma'akev? What do you mean? It sounds like if she's ma'akev, now later on the father says, "I want it." It won't work. Why shouldn't it work? The father can ma'akev about karcher. So what does it help if she doesn't want it? Every Tosfos, there's a midas das. We assume that if she says she doesn't want it, there's no nisrat zav anymore. Yes, loy mahari dafka b'tchilas hakadushin he can mekarish b'karcha. But heichad shezgach loy asavia ba'achad nisrat zav, and she doesn't want it, then we say it works out as schus for him. Here we say arena kiven the bitay makaves the choyvulay. It's not a schus, and therefore it can't work. We said it has to work, my friend, because it's a schus. But here, if she doesn't want it, it's not a schus. She have to do another. If he wants to mekarish b'karcha, he has to do another kadushin. That ma'is that kadushin can't work for my freya. And say it's good. Why not? Because the Maisa shouldn't want it. So that's what Taisa says. Taisa is a fee Rashi. It's not so shver the whole kasha because he's trying to die from Rashi that until the father says he wants, it's still mitla tali the kedushin and he still could be chayzer at that time. Even though it works for Afreya, it's a little kasha on Rashi. What?
Why can't
even
the father's on here and she
accept
the kedushin and then she was rejected?
No, because you have to have, if the father says he doesn't want it, that's
new
seven
strats. The father's not here.
Okay, the father's not here.
And she rejects it.
Right, so then it'll still be only a kosafik then. It'll still because maybe he would want it. If he would want it, it would work, so then it would still be a kosafik. Maybe he'll want it if he's not here. You wouldn't be able to pass in Nevada in such a case. That was, now, after Tosfos, you're right. Tosfos and Rashi both answer, hey, she could be chayz right now. Either Tosfos because it's a gilu das that was a chayv, or according to Rashi, because still mitzvah talav akai. So that's what I can say. Rav and Rav Asi could she be chayzer? Eisver Rav Huna Rav Asi v'Ami Lo Chibar Rav Rav Asi Imon Yemon Avia. It says in the pasuk of Oynis Mefata. What's the lacha Oynis Mefata? It says that if someone is Mefata ish besula, v'chata ish besula ashaloy arasa v'shachav ima, that a man is Mefata a girl and v'shachav ima. So halacha is, he has to marry her. But if the father doesn't want the shidduch to happen, so you have to give money. So what about if she doesn't want the shidduch? What's the halacha? So it says in the Brayos like this. How you know if she herself does not want this marriage, that she could be ma'akev? So Rav asks, so they ask Kasha Ravasi. Ravasi says that she cannot be ma'akev. Here you see she could be ma'akev. Because what are we assuming? We're assuming the case of Mefata is talking about even in the case where he did the bial shem kedushin. He did the bial shem kedushin. That's what we're talking about. Zok to Gemara, yeah. He asked me, so it sounds like that she even did a shem kedushin, she could be chayza. Amlu Rav, lo yiseiz lubas ipcha. Don't bring a raya from this. This is not a raya from here that she could be chayzer even by kedushin, because yochel shlui lechu. You can answer to you. This is even though Rav, he was supporting Rav over here, but yochel shlui lechu. Rav says it's not a raya from here because you can answer. Going to pita shloim shemishus. The case was they were mafata shloim shemishus, that this man was a fata to this girl shloim shemishus. So it's not a raya there. She could be chayzer because there's no kedushin there. Frank the Gemara, Peter says some issues. Krabbi, and you possibly write that she could be chayzer. Nothing happened. I'm Rav Meitzchak. Loi Marash Meshalim Knaskim Futa. Maybe the chiddush should be like this: that Avada was not l'shem kedushin, the bia, and here the halacha is that they have to marry. So not only if the father refuses the marriage, does the ish have to pay the chamishim kesef. But even if she's the one who refuses, or sipei chamishim kesef, that would be the chiddush of the pasuk. The only alavia he had to manayim. But who said talking about even a kedushin? Omer Rav Yosef, I'll bring you a raya to this teretz. That's not the one kedushin. Yehoch yaran tanya tanya. Yehoch is like a raya. Yehoch yaran tanya tanina. Maryam renel isha. The pasuk says maryam renel isha, which means you tricha men a kedushin. You need kedushin. When people shem isha, kedushin omer, you need kedushin. So it's a raya from the pasuk maryam renel isha. The taki you have to give kedushin. It's a raya. It was not a people shem kedushin. So I'm like a bayah. No, it's not a raya. Why? Tricha kedushin lasavia. Maybe you need a kedushin lasavia. Zog Rashi. I'm like maholay to lisiyan. It's not a raya. Ikla meima the matzuch lo kedushin achrina lasavia. You need another kedushin lasavia. That's what Rashi says. Frank the Rashba, what do you want in a kedushin? If you did a kedushin and the father wants, why is that enough? Why need a new kedushin? What we say on that? So the Rashba says, according to Rashi, Abaye is saying maybe this bryce, this pasuk, is learning is not like Rav and Shmuel hold they need to get. Maybe it's no chash. Maybe there's no din that a ketana could accept kedushin for the father and yechashiv shratzav and shratzav works. Maybe not. That's what the Rashba says. But the other Rishonim learn a different pshat in the Gemara. Amalei by tricha kedushin asaviyah means my relation needs you need to have the shratzav. That's good for what you need. You need to have the shratzav in order to kedushin. So it's not a riot that the pita l'shem ishus there was not l'shem ishus because even l'shem ishus still my relation means you need that the father should want it. According to Rashba, you need another kedushin because maybe we don't hold that ketana could be kedushin, but. Here, the other way to learn is that indeed the Ritzia. So, bottom line is, we had him a chloikis by Ketan Shishakasha Asaviyah, if she could be refused as well, besides for the father. And we have a chloikis. Rav says, Ben he ben Aviya. Rav Asi says, only Aviya Vlahi. And we had a raya from Mi'un. We said, it's not a raya, because maybe there it's talking about you never did the Shem Ishus. And the raya to the dichu was not that was we slugged it off because maya mahar yamrela yisha means even the same issues you need the father's nukedushin or the father's rishos and therefore we don't have a raya that we're talking about that it was shaloi l'shem kedushin. Zok the mishnah new sugya ha'imel leisha hiskachli v'tam razu. We know we need a shava pruta in order to make kedushin. Now a lot of times a date is not worth a shava pruta. So a person told the isha here skachli v'tam razu. I'm mekarish you with this date. Skatch you with tam vazu. I'm mekarish you with this date. There's two of them. And yes, for achas v'am shava pruta. If one of them were shava pruta mekadeshes, malav ain't mekadeshes. He cannot be mitzar of them because each one is a separate ma'ase kedushin. He says skatch you with tam vazu. His skatch you with tam vazu. He said two separate kedushins. Therefore, each one has to be worth shava pruta. He cannot be mitzar of both of them. What do you mean? If the first one's not worth it, if the second one is worth it, that's enough. Either one is enough. If yes, for Achazim, one of them is enough to have Shabbat Ruta. Only one. You don't need both of them. 100% not. If one of them is Shabbat Ruta, it's Mekadeshes. Lav and Mekadeshes. If neither of them is not Mekadeshes. If one of them is Mekadeshes. Both of them is Mekadeshes. All you need is one of them. Lav in Mekadeshes. Bazu, bazu, bazu. If you say, here, scotchily, with this tomorrow, this tomorrow, this tomorrow, this tomorrow, and yes, you do a cool Mekadeshes. You can mitzaref to all of them. Even though each tomorrow is worth only a quarter of a pruta, you can mitzaref for them, and you'll have a pruta and that'll be Mekadeshes. I'm laughing Mekadeshes, but it's not worth the total of Shav Pruta. It's not Mekadeshes. If, as he gave her the tomorrows, she ate them, then there has to be one of them Shav Pruta. Now, what is this going on? The Gemara is going to discuss. You shouldn't be able to understand this line in the Mishnah. The Gemara is going to talk about it. But it says, if you eat each tomorrow one at a time, then it has to be each one has to be worth Shav Pruta. That's what it says. What's going on? We'll see. So that's the Gemara. The first part of the Mishnah says clearly, if you say it's Skatchi with tomorrow zoo, it's Skatchi with tomorrow zoo, you need one of them to be worth the Shavu Pruta. Not, if the first one is Shavu Pruta, you don't need the second one to be worth the Shavu Pruta. One of them is enough to be worth the Shavu Pruta, but they're separate. You can't be mitzar of them. That's the halacha. Mantana Skatchi, Skatchi, Yom Rav Rav Shimon, the sheet of Rav Shimon. Domar, go down memory lane. It's something that's a memdal of Elf, very 2 blot ago. Domar Rav Shimon, Domar Ad, Shuyemar, Shvu, Lechalachavacha. That here, until you say, Rav Shimon holds that if someone, five people come to you and say, you know, I gave you something to watch for me, and he says, Shvua, loylach, 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 you only have one carbon shvua, that's a klal. The only way you have a different shvua, if you say, Shvua, loylach, Shvua, loylach, Shvua, loylach. You have to speak out, again, the whole lashon. And that's our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah is saying that until you say skatchili, skatchili, it's to one long kedushin. So it's going according to the sheet of Rav Shimon. Our Mishnah is going according to the sheet of Rav Shimon. And not according to other man, maybe you say, if you say bezu, 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 without the vav, maybe it's also considered separate. Or if you say the word kedushin at the end, maybe it's considered separate. Different on the Amram we had there. But we're saying it's going according to Rav Shimon, it holds that the only time it's considered separate, if you say the word shvu, same thing here, if you say it's skatchili for everyone. Now we're going to the Sefer of the Mishnah that we didn't understand. It says bazu bazu bazu. Yes, kulin shal pruta. Then it says then hoisa echeles rishayin rishayin emekadashas. Ah, hey, what's that hoisa echeles going on? Ilema areisha. If it's going on the reisha, we're saying that if you're eating each one as it comes along, the halacha is it has to be worth one of them has to be worth shal pruta. So my ear echeles for the menachas nami. We said it has to be worth each one a separate kedushin. Even if I don't eat it, the skatuli bazu kama. Hello, a sefer. It's going on a sefer. And it sounds like it's like this, that on the Sefer, if you don't eat it, and you get everything, a big pile in front of you, then it's Bitzar for the Kedushin. But if you eat one at a time, so then it says you need one of them to be worth Shavu Pruta, because it can't be Bitzar for them anymore, because you're eating them as it comes along. Then the Gemara's kasha is, it sounds like if one of them is worth Shavu Pruta, it's sufficient. What about the first one? You ate it already. So it's a Milva. Ela, Sefer, Filikam, Aisava, Milvahi, it's a Milva. Now why is it considered a Milva? Lamaisa, I gave it Shem Kedushin. So Zokt Rashi and Tap Mem Zayim and Aleph that you didn't finish your deeper of kedushin here. You said Skatchli bezu 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 bezu. You stole middle deeper kedushin and you ate it already middle deeper kedushin. Since you ate it, so it can't be considered kedushin. Now you owe something. It's a hava. So now it's like a karash milvah. That's how Rashi learns Tap Mem Zayim and Aleph. Tosis here also asked the question. Afilu v'kamaisa. He asked the chayra. If you look at Tosis Vafilu in the first wide lines, I'm telling you, I came into the Torah's kedushin. Also, you have the heichav milva. I'm really come on. They would tell the isha skatch the achal amadiyim. Even if the money was used up, it's still mekadeshes. This is our milva. So Tosis starts off saying similar to Rashi. Shloima yeshachak the hasavari a deeper nigmar kaim shesachlu. So you think of fira is like Rashi. You don't fira is that. Avahalcha le nigmaru kedushin al achah mesirach reina. Rashi Tosis is a little different. This says that the kedushin is not chal until you finish the whole mesira because it was one big mesira. That's why it's Sira Havas. Either it's Rashi as a Dibur or Taisas the Mesira. It's different. It's a nuance, different. But
even if it's a Mulva, the Mulva is less than
Shabruta.
It's not hearing.
No, even if it is Shabruta, it's Mashma. If one of them were Shabruta, it's Mekudeshas. So it sounds like a Mekash Milva would work. That's the question. Here, is that saying? Here, because it says in Yesh Achas Mashabruta, it's Mekudeshas. So it's a Milva, it's a Mars Kash. It's a Milva. Milva's not Mekudeshas. Yeah. Right, the moral safe. I feel like a ma'isa. How about Milvahi? Om Rav Yechon, Harei Shulchan. So Rav Yechon says like this: it's terrible. We have here a Shulchan, the table. Harei Bas. We have the meat. Harei Sakin. We have the knife. We have all the information here. We can't figure it out.
Ve'ein
l'lecha.
That
Milvah. Mekash Milvah and Mekadeshos. That's the halacha. Mekash with a Milvah is not Mekadeshos. So here, so Rav Yechon says, you know, we have a problem. We have a Mishnah here. We have a clear Mishnah. No mistakes. We have our table, our basa, our sakin. Ve'ein l'lo pelech. We don't have a mouth teeth. We don't understand what's going on here. So Gemara doesn't say two pshatim. Achlokes Rav and Shmuel and Rav Ami had to learn pshat in this end of the Mishnah. Rav and Shmuel, the Amri Tavayu, lo'ilam ha-reisha. It's going on the reisha. The question was that if you eat it, why do you need a shav pruta? Only because you ate it. Anyway, I didn't need a shav pruta. And remember, in the reisha, it's fine that they ate it. It's not a milva. Why? Because iskasli bezu is finished. You finished the lashon, so you ate it. Iskasli bezu, you finished. Iskasli bezu, you finished. So therefore, it's fine. It's fine. But what? Sorry, why have to have to eat it? Why have to have to eat it? So lo oilam areishav lo yim bayikama lo yim bayimenachas. Not only when you put it down, the ikushav pruta in iloy loy. But you would think if you ate it, maybe less than shav pruta will be mekudeshas. Aval echelas ho mekarvanios. So since you had hana right away, you ate it, enjoyed it. I loved it. She couldn't hold herself back with such good stuff. Maybe the even gomer makinaf shav even less shav pruta. Kamash lo no. So the Bihavin over here, since you're eating it right away, so then it will be Mekadeshus even less than Shalpruto because of Makarva and also. You're going to ask me, the Lechayr, less than Shalpruto doesn't work. It's not Mammon. So what's the Havamin? It's like the bottom Taisus. Afrika Lutoli Bidida, Liskaj Pacha Shalpruto, can mean Parakama, me Bakalas, just, you know, Bakalas, Jukas, it's a lame bite. It's really not a major Chiddush because it's Pashit. It's not worth Shalpruto. Okay. That's Rav Shmuel. Rav Shmuel learned to go on the Risha. Finish, go on the Risha. Rav Ami, Omal, Oilma Seifa. It says actually achas shav pruta. The problem is if the first one you didn't finish the deeper when she ate it. Now it's halva. Time the kedushin finishes, it's gone, and now she owes it back, and that's why it's a kedushin. It shouldn't be a kedushin. It's a mekadesh b'milva. You mekadesh with a loan. Zok the gemara of amiyom lo yilam ha'sefer. My actually achas shav pruta. Actually achreina shav pruta. The last one has to have a shav pruta. That last one you finish the deeper before she eats it. That will help. But if the first one was Shabbat Pruta, not going to help you. Go to Tzahava.
It's Tzahava.
Yes, yes. Achi Yabach is the only one. Yeah. Has to be Shabbat Pruta.
Everything else is Shabbat Pruta.
That doesn't work. It has to be only Shabbat Pruta. That's all Hava.
Does the last one work?
Of course, life of Shavuot, of course it works. It's the same kind of Shavuot. The chiddush is that only that you can't mitzara for all them. You can't mitzara for all them. Until now we say you can mitzara for them. Who cares? But if it's not worth a Shavuot, that's the nafkamina. If it's not worth a Shavuot, what's lachash? You make that just no. In the first, in the middle case, she is. Each one's worth a quarter of a pruta, like one quarter. Let's say it's a dollar. You need a dollar, right? Each one's worth a quarter. So if she doesn't eat it, you know what the lach is? She gave four of them. The lach is mukadeshes. If she eats it, she's not mukadeshes. Isn't that a great chiddush? To me, it's a huge chiddush. It's a very important thing. You wouldn't know that until now. If she eats the thing as it comes along, it's not a kedushin. It's not a kedushin. What?
What's ba'achisman? Zechariah, what are you saying?
Oh, very good kasha. Beautiful kasha. That's the doichik over here. That was the Gemara's kasha. That was the Gemara's kasha. I'm going to ask you a kasha. It's a milvah. And for the Gemara, doichik. Rav Shmuel, you like Rav Shmuel better, right? He's saying, Rav Shmuel says a big doichik. He says, don't worry, less than, you ate it, less than bruto. That you're fine with.
But still, doesn't make sense.
It does. Ba'achis means the last one. Adjo to bruto. Omer Rava, Shemami no, Majorav Ami tlats. You see from Ami three things. Rav Yosef is asking very good questions. We're going to speak out a major Rishonim about Rav Yosef. I wasn't going to speak out Tosis written in Tosis, but now we're going to have to speak it out after we finish the Gemara. Amar Rava, Shema Mino Rav Ami Tlatz. We see Rav Ami three things. Shema Mino Hamakadosh B'Milva Einu Mekadoshes. First of all, you see Mekadosh B'Milva Einu Mekadoshes. Why do you see that? Because you see he has to make this Doichik of Achiyah B'Achrayna. So it must be he holds the Kasha as a good Kasha. So Mekadosh B'Milva Einu Mekadoshes. V'Shema Mino Hamakadosh B'Milva Pruta Daita Pruta. Number two is that there's a shaila, if you mekadesh isha with milva and with money, and is there a daita on the milva also, that's not mekadeshes, or that's only on the pruta. So the chiddush over here is mekadesh milva pruta, daita pruta, because here it comes out, you mekadesh with a hava and a pruta here. So it still works, see that works. And shmamino on top of ve, shmamino, moyis ba'al mechayzim. You also see from here that moyis ba'al mechayzim, which means if you give money to isha for Kedushin, and she eats it, and you didn't finish Kedushin yet, what does she have to do with that money? She has to give it back? Or you could say it's Matana. So, you could have said it's Matana, or you could have said it has to come back. If it has to come back, then it's Hava. If it's a Matana, then you could keep it. So you see from here that he calls it a Hava, means you have to give it back. You have to give it back. So here we have, that's Rav Ami's Taurus, which shows Shmai Minah three things from Rav Ami. So now let's analyze it. Like Rav Yosef said, what's that Rav Shmuel don't like Rav Ami? The Tosfos Rit speaks out, they didn't like it because Achi Hei Be'achas Behem sounds like one of them. So here's only Be'achroin, there's a Doichik, that's who doesn't like it. Tosfos over here has a whole different pshat. Now, it's not a whole, it's very important. He learns like this, that here, if you hold Moyes Matana, would it be a good Kedushin? Zog Tosfos, yes, it would be a Kedushin. So that is this Tosfos inside, but you have to go halfway down the Tosfos. Tosfos says that if you hold that it's matana. So he says right before the three afternoon test, two lines on top of that. Kivin the b'toyres kedushin also yada. Davik when it's achlo amoyes the command. The minim kedushas. Kivin toyres kedushin also yada. Va'afilu ein shav pruta el bekamaisa oy bekulam kedushas. For yochalias the whole pligi Rav Shmuel Rav Ami. The Rav Shmuel said amoyes ba matana. But loyim aboyed loy b'nishav pruta v'achroina. Not only the b'nishav pruta v'achroina, alafilu kulam estarfes. Rav Ami and Shmuel Gufa is if Moyes Ba'am Achayz Moyes Ba'atana. If you hold Moyes Ba'am Atana, then it's a good kedushin because it's not a hava. But if you hold Moyes Ba'am Achayz, then it's a hava. That's not a good kedushin. That's the Bi'am Achleikus Rav Shmuel Rav Ami.
If you hold Moyes Ba'atana, right?
All of them could be mistar, right? Tosfos says even we can all be mistar. Because it's all one big Maisa Kedushin, one big Maisa Matana. So Akaponim, so they have two Pshat and why Rav Shmuel like Rav Ami. Either like you, because actually you have Achas Mem, or because of, he argues a Maisa Ba'ama Matana, Maisa Yos, not Maisa Ba'ama Chayz, but Maisa Ba'ama Matana.